Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Joanna Brandy is here. Joanna's back. I know. Settle down. I'm excited, too. She's the president of Joanna Brandy & Company. She is the author of Winning at Customer Attention and many other books, and she is our positivity expert, and she's our good friend, original founding member of our Brain Trust. Joanna, welcome back.
Well, thank you very much. I am excited to be here.
Miss Positivity. That's what we call you around here.
Oh, you do, huh? Okay.
Yeah. Hey, Joanna, you got a tall order ahead of you. How do we stay positive in a time like this when we got people in the country, around the country, who live in states, they live in locales where they're talking about not normalizing until July. I mean, we got people on television saying we can't let you go until there's a vaccine, and you and I both know there may never be a vaccine. How do you stay positive in the face of all this?
There may never be. That's for sure. You know, positivity is very difficult at a time like this, and it's extremely necessary. I've been doing a lot of webinars and online learning and workshops and things like that, and some of them I'm doing free. You know, I'm just offering my services to the people that need it and to organizations and things like that, because I think there are some things people really need to understand about positivity, and one of the main things is we don't become positive for positivity's sake. We don't say, oh, I just need to be happy, and, you know, because sometimes happiness is not reachable. I'm a certified chief happiness officer, and I would love to tell you that happiness is within reach for everybody. However, there are many different things that go into that. Number one is the way you define it, because everybody defines it a little bit differently.
Right. That's right.
So I've been taking the charge off the word by just talking about the fact that, you know, there are so many emotions, probably about 30 of them, that bring positivity to us, because they are, in fact, positive emotions. What positivity does in the body is it activates a certain set of chemicals that turns on the parasympathetic nervous system, which is the part of your autonomic nervous system that builds your immune system. So believe it or not, by being positive, we increase our immune function, as well as many, many other things. You know, it helps us be more creative. It helps us be more socially adept. We're better dealing with other people. We are smarter when we're in a positive state. And the fascinating thing to me, and the reason I got involved with it in the first place, is that we have scientific evidence that all of this exists. Mm-hmm. And we've always sort of known it. I mean, Jim, we know that you are so healthy, and you don't take sick days, and you've never taken a sick day, am I right?
That's right. That's right.
And you are eternally positive about the fact that things are going to work out. You are bound out of bed in the morning because you love what you do. And that's called, the fancy word for that is positive meaning. You have positive meaning in your life. You're connected to something that's larger than yourself. And very often you focus on that. You shift your focus. So positivity, being positive in a time like this, I wrote a little book years ago, which I republished, oddly enough, last year. It's called 54 Ways to Stay Positive in a Changing, Challenging, You do, okay.
Yes, I'm looking at it right here.
Challenging and sometimes negative world. And while it's a cute little book because it's illustrated and it's fun, it's got a lot of – the science is inherently built into it because it's just a set of different ways you can get to that condition called positivity. And what science is finding out is that the human system needs to be positive 5 times more than negative.
Wow.
Which is a
tall
order.
That is a new number. I did not heard that.
Yeah. It's called the high performance ratio.
Wow.
And it's a way of what we found is let's keep it on the work level. When teams have 5 times more positivity than negativity, they go into this state of high performance. performance. For one thing, there's a lot more trust. There's a lot more trust when teams are more positive with one another. And when, because emotions are contagious, when the leaders exhibit specific types of behavior, like asking positive questions as opposed to blaming questions, you know, what happened here? Who's to blame? Instead of, okay, what can we learn here? What's possible here? So it's a whole different way of thinking. It's a whole different language to use. The good news is it's very definable. It's very practical. It's just
do you believe the case you're making? I think, and I believe I've been saying this. I've thought this for many years, long before I knew you. I believed that you could will yourself healthy. I believe that. I can remember years, decades ago, thinking that I knew people who January 1 of any given year, they already knew they were going to be off work a handful of days that year because they were going to be sick.
Sure.
They already knew that. And I started January 1st knowing that I was not going to do it. And guess what? It's like, what's that, the Pygmalion effect? Or what was it that Henry Ford said, whether you think you can or whether you...
It's called the law of expectation.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
And
Henry Ford said, "What if you think you can or you think you can't, either way, you're going to be right. What do you
exactly
what you think
right.
is how you are, isn't it?"
Exactly right. And that's also been proven. There's a gentleman by the name of Dr. Bruce Lipton that talks almost exclusively about belief systems and how what we believe is what we create. And he's in a new emerging field now called epigenetics. We can change our biology by changing our beliefs.
I believe it. I believe
that. We can
that.
Change our DNA, which is the study.
I don't
part
know
of
about that.
Well, I believe
you might
be
right.
True because the body hears everything you say.
Mm-hmm.
The body hears everything you say. I can remember, it goes way back in my history, but I can remember knowing that I was going to get sick every September around hay fever season, and I was going to get sick again somewhere around the end of January.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a cycle. So as those dates approached, you know, I would start looking.
You take steps.
Really, Jim, it's about where your attention goes.
That's right.
I would start looking for signs. You know, oh, I have a sniffle. Oh, my goodness, the next step is probably going to be a sore throat. You know, and you basically talk yourself into it.
You got to. That's right. You got to talk yourself out. Hold on to that thought. I need your website, Joanna.
ReturnOnHappiness.com is one of them.
ReturnOnHappiness.com. That's where you can find the amazingly awesome and incredibly beautiful Joanna Brandy. She and I will be right back after the break. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.